Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
Killing
Scotty.
You gotta sing it.
Go on, dude.
Red.
Yeah. No.
Intern.
Alright.
You're trying to promote yourself, dude. You
just promoted to Just
hey,
Rick.
Thus far, he's doing a good job.
I'll tell you what, when he's not an intern anymore, his name's got to be Just Rick.
No.
That's what we're calling him.
Simply Rick.
No, Simply Rick.
He's got to be Emo Rick after he's intern Rick.
Emo Rick.
No, he's grown out of that.
No, well, then he's skate or die.
Skate or die Rick.
You can't just go from intern to regular Rick.
There's got to be a transition. Just Rick. We actually put the word just
in. And then eventually he'll be
just
Rick?
Just Rick.
All right.
No, that'll
sounds
be his
good.
Name.
I'm liking this.
Just Rick.
Just Rick.
Hey, guys, I'm Just Rick.
It's
got a good ring.
Well, then he's going to do something crappy, then we're going to have to be like, artist formerly known as Rick.
Then
well,
get
at least
it.
I'm still
that's,
the artist.
That's when you leave the site one day. You'll just be the artist formerly known as Rick.
No, I don't leave. I get fired.
Oh, okay.
Right? Everybody gets fired from
that's
this.
Right.
Thou Rick, we not say his name.
Oops.
Yeah, we own that. You cannot no longer use
yeah.
the name Rick.
Yeah. We actually put a copyright on the name Rick, so you
your
can't
mom's
have
probably going to be pissed.
You can't have it anymore.
Sorry, we
that's ours. That's ours.
Sorry,
now.
Yeah. Shouldn't have signed those papers, bro.
I thought I was doing the right thing by getting it in right.
That's right. Hey.
Can she like Genesis? You're right. Like
what are you guys know. Talking about?
You put that sword over there.
Well, I told you. The sword is so it can fight off the tornadoes when
that's
they come.
That's right.
And I told him that, you know, it's an impulse item. You're like, oh, I love Sega. Oh, I love swords.
I love Sega. I love swords. Yes, we have a sword sitting on our Sega
hey,
Genesis.
Hey, studies show that people who play Sega Genesis often use swords.
Swords?
You just made that up.
Often. No, it's
often
confirmed.
Just
it. No, it's confirmed.
Absolutely confirmed.
Is it confirmed?
It's all, yeah. It's, dude, hey, Stanford did a study, okay?
Stanford.
And Harvard backed it up. Clinical study. People love, Sega Genesis love swords. It's just a fact.
It sounds like a fact. It sounds like something ridiculous that they would waste their money on.
Snapple puts it on the bottom of their labels. That's how true it is.
That's ridiculous.
That's true to life.
Underneath
man.
Their caps?
That's true yeah. to life.
Have a sunny day. No kidding.
You just flip it up and goes, Sega Genesis and swords go together like cheese and rice. And you're like, yeah, I know.
Cheese and rice.
Oh,
what's the matter with you?
I was trying to pull a fast one and you caught me.
You just Topanga the hell out of me.
Topanga. You always just be falling for Damien's classic boners. That's
I
all
know,
I
his
know.
First boner, dude. I fell for Damien's first boner again.
Topanga.
That's the third time this week I fell for your first boner.
Topanga.
We gotta get you know, who's the new girl this week?
Oh, we're changing it?
No.
It needs to be a ridiculous
it was,
name.
It was Kimmy last time,
Gibbler.
Right? Oh, Gibbler.
That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. What do you mean last week?
Kimmy
Gibbler. Who's that chick on Blossom?
Blossom.
Six.
No.
Six.
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 You already knew it.
You fell for my third boner. This is ridiculous. What's the? Do we have a question or something?
No, my girls are good. You get the like weird ones.
Like who?
Hey, Six is pretty hot.
No, not
Kimmy.
She
oh, what?
She was on the same level as Topanga.
No.
Topanga super
hey,
hot.
That guy on our message board, I don't know who it is. He put that Team Topanga on there.
Maybe yeah. it was Jansen, wasn't
wow.
it?
She looks great, huh?
Yeah,
what a great picture.
Still looking good, Topanga.
If she's listening.
Have you tried to check her out on that e-talk show?
No, I can't do that. I'm busy.
Good stuff.
I had a poop.
It's only good stuff because she's there. Yeah, you don't have to actually listen to her. Just
I did go to Yahoo and typed Topanga nude.
Did you?
What did you find?
What's a Photoshop picture?
It was a video of Pee Wee Herman in that rated X theater. Damien's just like, I'm going to watch this. I don't like it, but I'm going to watch it. Oh, Pee Wee Herman, you fell for his first boner.
I always knew that you were going that way.
But I'm not the one that watched it.
Yep. You love suits and red tricycles.
Speaking of
suits and red.
Red tricycles?
Red bicycles.
You are
bicycles.
Also bicycles. You are also no tricycles. You are also the Saw puppet lover. So
I do. I do love horror.
The Saw puppets were Susan and rides red tricycles. Uh-huh. Got it.
And
got it.
Pee Wee Herman.
That's right. Fetch me my horror figure, Scotty. That's right. I'm the one.
And
I love
we horror. Come back full circle to the same right. jokes. Hey, while we're on this confirming thing. Actually, on the forums, somebody asked you to confirm something, so we might as well do it here.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it was Jansen who put a thread up, or a post up, that said, "Killen, confirm or deny, the new Green Lantern movie will suck." So, what are your takes on this?
That is harsh. I can't sit here and speculate on whether or not you will like or dislike it, but I will tell you this. If you like the color green, and you're very partial to illumination of the night, you may like... You may like some of the
illumination
product,
of the night.
You may like some of the product placements in this movie.
What he means is, yeah, the movie's going to rock.
However, if you are opposed to CGI dudes and those like Hamburglar masks, you may not like
CGI dudes and Hamburglar masks.
You may not like.
That should be on the movie poster.
No!
Green Lantern, CGI dudes, and Hamburglar masks.
Topanga.
Topanga.
So it was a yes or no question. How do we get a full paragraph out of that? Is the movie going to be good, Killen? Yes or no?
Absolutely, maybe.
Okay.
All right, there it is.
So
but I don't want to go that far and go out.
He doesn't want
to
ruin it.
I don't want to say, yeah, you might like it, it's a maybe, because
WonderCon showed...
That's just ridiculous. I'm about facts.
WonderCon showed like 4.5 minutes of footage. It looks awesome.
Well, he's already seen the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, 6 months ago. They weren't even done filming. He had watched it. Topanga.
Ronald Reynolds came over and said, hey, watch
Ronald
it.
Reynolds? No. Is that the guy that was in Can't Buy Me Love that was mowing everybody's grass?
I thought he said Rhino Reynolds.
I said Ryan Reynolds.
For sure didn't say Ryan.
Came over with some popcorn... And a burnt DVD. He's like, check this out.
Burnt DVD of his own movie. I was like, hey, look, hey, don't tell Warner Brothers, but here.
Well, obviously it wasn't complete yet. He didn't have the full movie, so he obviously had a burnt copy.
So it's actually just them running around in their Skippies. Like, we ain't got the CGI ready yet, so just kind of imagine. Close your eyes.
It's Wolverine all over.
He's like, check what I did last weekend. So they shot the whole thing in a weekend.
Last weekend. And he was. And look what I did last weekend.
He was doing his own effects. He's like, sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
weird camera angles.
No, but really, if you go to YouTube and you type in WonderCon footage Green Lantern, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen that yet.
It's awesome.
I need to go look at it.
It's okay.
Oh.
I'm still curious. I don't know. I'm going to go see it for sure.
Well, the first trailer doesn't do it any
Yeah, because that's all I've seen is that first trailer, and that first trailer made me go, Iron Man with a green costume? Right. What? That's like what it... That's totally the impression I got from it.
Yeah, but that's not...
That's totally what it's going to be.
Okay.
Look at Scott. You're all excited. You don't like Green Lantern.
I hate Green Lantern.
I know.
You're right. I am Green Lantern. I'm Kilowog.
Hey, come on,
big
whoa.
Old fat pig monkey.
No Transformers, guys.
Oh, here we go.
Did you hear that noise?
Hey.
That was three or four people shutting off their computers.
FYI, this is funny to me, because somebody started a thread on our forums asking why our bad word sensors were the way they were. Because I don't know if you've ever like noticed the way our bad word sensors are set up, but like if you type the S word, it changes it to nuts and stuff like that.
That's probably Dirt.
And it was, yeah, because Dirt set it up that way a long time ago, and it's just never changed. So people were like asking about it and like kind of joking about it and everything. So he went in there today after he saw that thread, and he changed all the words. So when you type in the S word on the forums now, it comes up crap like Transformers.
Man, this new movie sucks. This new movie craps like Transformers. Yeah, leave it to Derek.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I'm sure that sucks isn't the S word, though, right?
No, no.
As he entered him in there, he's like, Topanga.
Yes.
Got you guys.
Got you guys good.
I'm brilliant.
So. Oh, all right. So, what, 10 minutes into the show, we'll go ahead and talk toys.
What?
But yeah, we got some toy news stuff to go over, so I guess we'll do that before we keep Topanga-ing.
We talk about toy news?
Every now and then. All right, so first up, Gentle Giant has released images of their latest addition to their 12-inch Star Wars vintage figure line. This, of course, is the one where they basically take the old vintage toys from Kenner and they, like, make giant versions of them.
Are they
and
on card?
The giant card backs.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. They're really cool. Out. Yeah, they've released a few, like, last year's first, with the first figures at San Diego last year, they did, like, a Boba Fett, then they did a Stormtrooper, then they did a Luke Skywalker.
And they
the
are.
The problem
how
is
much?
They're, like, $80 a piece.
Wow.
They're outrageous. They are very cool looking. They are very expensive.
And they are the same people cool that looking. Apparently make the Cobra Commander and Starscream Jet.
Oh, God.
For $50 jillion.
Yeah.
It's so a lot like of plastic though.
Yeah, they're neat and yeah, that's probably why they cost so much is cuz it's yeah, I guess, but yeah, you got to be dedicated to want to buy those. And kind of brings me to question their choice in characters for the newest figure, cuz the newest figure they showed off is the Death Squad Commander, which is basically just one of the regular
guy in the
troopers,
black with
the
helmet.
Yes.
Wow.
From the Death Star, the guy the gray costume with the black helmet that's kind of shaped like Vader's. Yep. That's the next one. And that's what I'm like. That's not even like a really standout character.
Well, do they have like? You know? Do they have like Chewbacca and 3CPO?
So far,
and...
they've done. I think they've just done Boba Fett. They've done a Stormtrooper. I think they had Princess Leia coming. They had Luke Skywalker coming, and a Han Solo. And I think that's where they've gone so far. And now we've got Death Star.
No
Commander.
Vader, and they have. I don't. Death Star guy.
I think there's a Vader.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that Death Star guy is like the janitor.
That's just
of the Death Star.
That's exactly right.
They like, probably had him like made, and if they ever had a gap where they were needed somebody and it fell through, he was the fill-in.
Maybe, or maybe it's one of those things where they're like they're trying to create the original like so ever many figures that were released in this 12-inch form. But I just got to say, like, I don't. Like, unless you're, like, dead set on collecting every one of these figures and spending the money on them, I don't really know who'd go out of their way to go, oh my god, I have got to get the Death Squad Commander.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Even a secondary.
Where do they sell these at? Do they sell them at, like,
They're online, usually.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, say, all you gotta do is wait, like, 3 or 4 months, and you'll get it for, like, $20.
It's not how these work.
Yeah, not usually with these online things. And I think they're very Please limited can. Quantities, too.
Give me a sword.
And I'm a sword.
I'm gonna cut you.
Scotty, change. Still talking to you.
I don't know. Maybe some of you guys out there are happy about this, and you'll tell me otherwise. But
well, you know, if you're spending the money anyways, and you're collecting that line, I'm pretty sure you're gonna want the more obscure people anyways.
I guess that's true.
You don't matter what you they know? Make. You're like, yep, I'm collecting them. So next in line, please.
Not for $80. That's not like a DC Universe character, a Metal Man. You know, that's not like a.
No, you don't buy those because you're like, oh, that's cool. I like them. You're dedicated already, so you're buying whatever they put out.
I guess that could be too. I guess like if you're that dedicated to that line, maybe you would just buy anybody. But
Topanga, dude, Topanga.
All right, next piece of information comes from Kotobukiya, who have released brand new images of their upcoming Ghostbusters Bishujo statue, which is like their female Ghostbuster. I don't know if you guys have seen the Bishujo statues that they do, right? Which are basically like anime versions of like specific characters. Yeah. Like they did a lot of Marvel ones, a lot of DC ones, where they're all chicks and they're animated up and they're made like looking all sexy and everything.
You know who's not a fan of those? Me.
You? Yeah. So they did a Ghostbusters one. They created like a female Ghostbuster that they're calling Lucy. And she's all like, she's basically like, she's posed all holding the proton gun up, like, and like her pants are like chaps, so like you can see like her panties.
Look at Rick, chill out, homie. Right?
Rick's getting stoked. He's excited.
He's breathing really hard.
Pumping my leg. Bro. What was the chick's name in the Ghostbusters movie that was the
Janine?
Yeah, Lucy's actually Janine's middle name.
Really?
Made that up? Just now.
Oh, Topanga.
For sure, Topanga.
Scotty Cash being Scotty Cash.
That's just me.
Some people out there might be interested in that. If you are, we've got the newest pictures posted right there on the front page of the site, so you guys can check those out if you want to.
So you're saying that's her middle name, first?
There's so much more that could be done.
It's interesting that they would do that, yeah.
It's obviously something that is targeted as a cross-collectible specifically to Ghostbuster fans who like pin-up girls.
Probably not even Ghostbuster-related. It just happened to be that they carried a crazy license to those people who already collect that line. It's Japanese, man. It's not for you, Rick. It's not for you.
Apparently nothing's for me, so shut up.
No, yes, there is. Oh. Living Dead Dolls are for you. We just established that last time.
All right.
Speaking of living dead dolls.
Speaking of. Actually, speaking of living dead dolls, the next bit of news comes from Mezco Toys.
Yeah, do it.
This is new images that just got posted of their second wave, or I'm sorry, first series of two packs of the DC Universe mini Mezzets. Now, these are like the really tiny Mezzets that we saw at Toy Fair this year, where they've actually got like vehicles coming out for them and stuff. Like, they have a Batman with a Batmobile and stuff. They're kind of cool looking.
Are those going to be sold in stores?
I would assume that these... No, these are only going to be sold specialty shops, so, like, Killing Enterprises might carry them.
Oh!
Yes.
Can I pre-order that from you, little homie?
I know that place.
They got good root beer. They have good root beer. There's three different two-packs coming out. Batman Beyond and Cyborg. The Flash and Captain Cold.
I didn't know they were coming with vehicles.
And Dr. Fate and is that Etrigan, the demon?
Yeah.
These sets don't come with vehicles, but they have vehicles for the line. Like, there's a Batman with a Batmobile.
Superman comes with a coffin for when he died.
He didn't ever die.
Yeah, Superman with a coffin.
He didn't die, tough guy.
He got hammered.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
He got hammer-timed.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Because he's weak. Sorry.
Don't make me go into my Kryptonian.
Your dude got slammed by a dude that has the bad case of the shingles, man. So he just straight...
Doomsday? That's what that is, the shingles?
Bad case.
I had no idea.
Bad case.
That's why, no wonder he's so angry.
I thought
angry.
It was G-dubs, dude. I thought it was genital warts all over.
No. No wonder he's so angry, dude.
He looked itchy. He's crazy, man. He looked like he was itching bad.
I'm itchy.
That's why he's so mad.
Why wouldn't he be?
But yeah, he hurt your boy.
He did. He didn't hurt him. He didn't kill him, though.
He killed him.
You'd be killing
him. Put him 6 feet under.
Yeah, to find it.
And then everybody at DC felt so bad and terrible because they lost, like, I don't know, $40 in sales every month because they'd kill off Superman.
$40 in sales. That's what they lost.
Because no one really reads Superman.
Because people were like, nobody likes Superman.
So they brought him back. They had to redefine everything.
Whoa, Tornado Pictures. Where's that at?
Verdon.
Sweet.
Right yeah.
People are sending us pictures of tornadoes on the phones. So that's
awesome. Actually, yeah, we just had a tornado watch and sirens were going off and it was crazy.
All hell was breaking loose outside.
I didn't hear
sirens.
Did you hear a siren?
That's because you had your cool music up. Hey, nothing better than Jerry Lee Lewis.
We have a siren like right over there.
There is nothing better than Jerry.
Nothing better
a lot.
Than
not really.
Doris
yeah.
Day.
Southern Checkers.
Doris Day in the Time.
Hey, okay. I apologize for bringing that up. We're talking about Doris Day and Chubby Checkers for some reason.
And Dirt's swimming in his basement right now.
Yeah, yeah. Every time it rains, Dirt's entire basement gets flooded.
That sucks, dude.
Like, the sewer actually is connected to his basement.
Like,
so it just starts pouring in. Like,
dang it,
I don't know why I haven't closed these pipes off yet.
The neighbors were pooping again.
He's still, every once in a while, looking there like, Mario?
Squew, squew, squew. One of these days I'm going to get to the Mushroom Kingdom.
That's right. He's seen the Super Mario Brothers movie too much.
Oh, my new basement doesn't flood. I'm scared to go home and look. It better not. I don't think it will.
And when you get this much rain, a lot of people's basements flood.
I know. That's why I'm a little
scared. When it has buckets and buckets and buckets of rain in like 13 seconds, a lot of stuff's going to flood that normally doesn't.
I'm scared.
Like your basement, which is now underwater.
Oh, no. All my totes are
like, welcome to the new Atlantis.
Yeah, the new Atlantis.
Like, what if you go home and just your upstairs is flooded?
That'd
like,
be weird.
Like nothing else. You're just like, what? This is weird. It's like poltergeist or whatever.
Yeah.
That
water's on the ceiling.
Yeah.
What? This is exactly what it looks like.
I thought we got a good deal. I knew it. They got reverse flooding.
Might be reverse flooding. Might be second guessing this purchase.
That's what that stuff was. That's what that stuff was whited out on that contract.
Yeah,
I knew that was sketchy.
I thought it was weird that the ceiling had water stains.
The realtor calls and you're just like, "Hello." She's just like, "Topanga!" Hangs up on you.
She got us again.
She's like, "What's this about Technodrome? Hello?"
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So anyway, yeah, those mini Mezzets. They're 2 inches tall. They will be available October 2011. So, if you guys are interested in those, you should keep checking Mezco store or possibly specialty shops like the Pop Culture Network store. I don't know if we'll be getting those or not.
I don't know. I haven't really decided if those things are worth ordering or not.
I want one.
Well, Scotty wants one, so you
Scott,
have to order.
Scott has a lot of wants, but no money. No money.
Bull.
Man, last time you paid me with some food stamps?
Food stamps? That was a weak card, dude. That's different.
I cannot ship you product on broken promises, okay, man?
Food stamp.
You gotta pay.
You got the tattoo of food stamp.
What?
Yeah.
You got a food stamp tattoo?
I got a C2E2. Rick got in transmission, and Killen got food stamp, homie.
Food stamps, homie.
No, I got food stamps for life. For
life.
But I spelled faux all wrong, like faux.
Like
F-O-O-R-E.
F-O-O-R-E.
Fur. Fur. It's spelled, it's French.
Food stamps, fur life.
It's French.
Hey, Rhino Reynolds has got that same tattoo.
Rhino Reynolds.
I know, I got food stamps and he's got for life, and we put our hands together.
Fur life.
Food stamps for life. Oh, Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of not hungry anymore.
Alright! Form of this movie burned on disc!
Hey, Ryan Reynolds, super pirate, man. Super pirate, just saying.
Super pirate.
Just saying.
That dirty Rhino Reynolds.
That's his cousin, dude.
Ronald Reynolds.
Ronald's brother. Rhino, Ryan, and Ronald.
Oh my god.
Them old Reynolds boys.
All those dirty rascals. Those Reynolds.
You can't say that word. It just came up.
Crappy Transformer nuts. Crappy Transformer nuts.
You can't say that word on here.
Every right? time you use the word the.
Hey, that'd be messed up if we did that on the boards. We gotta change ridiculous words to.
You have to change words like the to like schlong. So I went schlong store today.
The word schlong would be done like 25 times in everybody's post.
Yeah, all the normal words are bad words now. So I'm like, why is it my cousin?
Oh my god. Whew. All right. Next up.
Where we at?
Okay. From the Four Horsemen, they've just put a pre-order out for their latest Scarabus 3-pack, which is the Dark Deities 3-pack. This is the one where all three of them look like the bird-headed type Scarabus figures. And they're available right now for pre-order at storehorsemen.com. They are only available in 3-packs right now, which is $90 for the 3-pack, $30 per figure.
It's a lot of hurting.
It is a lot of hurting. They are awesome figures, but yeah, kind of. I mean, it's kind of pricey. I mean, $30 a figure. You think about that, you're like, well, I mean, that's kind of average for toys this day, which sucks. But you know, the fact that you have to buy them all in one lump sum.
I guarantee, if you wanted one of those and you had to buy the 3-pack, you probably could put each of those other ones on eBay for about $50 a piece.
You probably could, honestly.
And sell them right away.
The Horseman stuff always sells like that.
Yeah, so you could make $40 and get a free figure.
Sweet.
If you play your cards right.
They are incredibly cool figures, though, guys. So I would recommend checking them out, at least. But you can put your pre-orders in now, and they still have the first set up for pre-order right now also still on their site. It hasn't sold out. So both sets are still available for pre-order. Very, very cool figures. All right. Clawful from Masters of the Universe Classics. Yeah, they just revealed his in-package pictures and his bio this week.
So back-to-back, they went Teela way off the wall and just stuff that didn't make any sense to Clawful that makes no sense and doesn't matter.
Here's the part that's my favorite.
Clawful never mattered.
And by favorite, I mean awful, because this is sarcasm. Because
it's Clawful.
Real name, pronounced through a series of claw clicks. Really, guys? Yeah, dude, come on. It's like they thought that was a huge, awesome joke with the Optic one. So they're like, we gotta do it again.
Optic wasn't a good idea, but it was entertaining the first time you read it. You're like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then you're like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And now guess what it is? It's real stupid.
Yeah. Pronounced through.
Hey, for sure.
So apparently that's just how the whole species, they talk to each other.
Who does the bios? Who gets in, yeah.
I believe it's Scott.
Now he's going, ah, ha, ha, Topanga!
Topanga!
It actually says, ha ha ha, Topanga on the bio card.
He's in charge of the bios?
I think, but I don't know that
I bet
sure.
He has
I'm
a
sure
lot
they've
of
got,
influence.
I'm sure they've got a lot of writers and everything there in Mattel.
Well, yeah, or at least be like, no, that's not happening. just have some kind of veto power.
I think a lot of people feel that way. About,
I think we should do his name in clicks.
Scott, go sit in the corner.
Yeah, but you can't do it because you're like a fan. They're doing it for fun, and you're like, yeah. No, it's got to be very serious and make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, and that's what everybody else would like.
Because you're freaking out.
Make
about
a lot
it,
of sense. Why would it do that? Yeah, that's weird.
Let's do a Tila bile. Anybody could stop me if you've heard this one before. Let's do a Tila bile where everybody dies for no good reason. Anybody?
Yeah, sounds good, Scott.
Somebody's trying to get a raise, and they're like, yeah, that's a good idea.
And we'll put it on the Battlegrounds Tila box and not make any mention of that figure.
Everybody died because, again, your boy Doomsday came through and killed him.
Doomsday, what a jerk! Hey,
that
man.
Shingles is contagious. Dude. You gotta watch that mad. Stuff, dude.
He's like, "Which one of you dirties gave it to me?"
That's bogus. Doomsday's rude. That's a jerk move.
Killed everybody.
So the rest of Clawful's bio is kind of like you said. There's nothing real special to it. So I guess at least they didn't do anything crazy to make us go, "Oh God, that's awful." But on the other hand, it's just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but how do you feel about Clawful as a character, anyways?
Well, yeah. He was a main character, though. He was one of the ones that was always in the.
You know what? Though I hated in 2000X the way they made him talk.
He was stupid
because he was like, "Yeah, I'm Clawful," and I hated that.
Hey,
boss. They just made him like the big stupid guy, and I was just like,
he was like food stamps for life over here.
Yeah, food for life.
That's me and my boy
Ryan Reynolds and Clawful.
Hey, that's one awful picture. I just picture like two of you guys like on a bike with one of them sidecars with like Clawful like wide eyed. Like,
oh my god!
Just doing Rhino Reynolds.
We're riding tandem, okay? We're running the same bike.
Killen and Rhino Reynolds on a bike.
Yep.
With Clawful.
But you're on the back like hanging on to Rhino.
Yeah, we're doing our new business. It's called Pirated Deliveries. So you pay us $2, we'll bring you a pirated movie.
That's not bad.
Pirated?
We'll deliver on a bicycle.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guys. Here's your movie, Avatar. The sequel. We get stuff way early, too, by the way. Because
yeah, they've already got Ryan Avatar, too.
He's in the movie biz. He knows people.
He knows people.
Rhino?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. He is.
He knows a lot of super excited producers in Hollywood.
There's a lot of those, dude.
They're all over the place. Super excited.
Always. Always. All right. Let's take a quick commercial break.
They just never call you back. That's all I'm saying. Whatever.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
Welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. I am your host, TFG and Mike from the GCRN, and joining me is Zordon himself. Scotty Cash.
That's right, Scotty Cash from the Pop Culture Network, and today we're introducing you to the audio version of From the Command Center, the podcast that will tell our intake on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the episodes, the seasons, and all that other good stuff.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast which you can only find on popculturenetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on popculturenetwork.com, such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters of the Universe? Do you love the vintage toys, but you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them? Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick. Larry D'Attilio, who worked in the Filmation one, Dean Stefan, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on and I would love to have you involved, so why not listen to the show and contribute and head over to the forums. And until next time.
Welcome back from the break! Alright, continuing on with the Mattel stuff.
Well, we took a break before we finished the news.
Yeah, because we have a lot of stuff to go over today. So we took a break in the middle of it. We were half an hour into the show.
Continuity's all messed up.
Dude, grow up.
I'm sorry. Continuity's all messed up. So anyway, Mattel stuff. MattyCollector.com, on the 15th, Cyclone and Panther and the Weapons Rack all went on sale. Panther sold out that day. Cyclone took a couple days to sell out, which is kind of surprising.
No, it's not.
It is because he's the first one to last for a while.
Because he's the first stupid one they made.
No.
What? No, Cyclone's awesome.
What?
Well, I won't say he's awesome, but he is.
He's awesome.
I think they just up production.
He has got to be, of all the figures they made, he is my very last on the list of characters.
Really?
What about Buzz Off?
I like Buzz Off a
lot. I wanted Buzz Off way more than I wanted Cyclone.
What about...
Web Store's still on my bottom.
Yeah, what about Web Store?
I want Clawful more than I want him. And I hate Clawful.
You hate Clawful?
He's dumb.
What, you want Clawful more than you want...
Cyclone is stupid,
Cyclone
man.
Looks... He's beautiful,
like,
though.
Oh, my God. He's a golden He-Man with a hula hoop around him, man.
A golden He-Man with a hula hoop.
I accept that. yeah.
All right, well, there we go. Anyway...
Is that what his bio says?
Yep. Yeah. You didn't read it?
Hula hoop champion.
No, it says, from that one night he went to that questionable club.
Questionable. He said his name is pronounced by hula hoop trophies.
That was during the time that He-Man was in the techno really hard.
His name is pronounced by a series of rotations.
That's right.
A series of hoop rotations.
He-Man was in the techno and doing a lot of drugs back in those days.
That's Skeletor.
Yeah, Skeletor likes the disco.
He-Man was in the raves. So he was all like space age, doo 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 doo.
And that's how it's like. You see He-Man with like glow sticks, like.
That's what the ring was, man. He's all like. He's all like Lady Gaga.
Probably they play Mortal Kombat when you go to.
Oh yeah.
And everybody starts fake kicking like they know what's going on.
I want to go to that club. That would be amazing.
I would just be, like, awestruck for, like, 20 minutes. Like, I'm just confused at what's going on right now.
Hey.
Should I be kicking, too?
Yeah.
Speaking of Mortal Kombat, it released.
Yeah, that new game came out today.
It looks way better than DC versus Mortal Kombat.
I want to try it. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Actually, I played that game. I like that game.
I haven't played that still. DC like and Mortal Kombat?
Yep. It's hard.
Like, cool hard or, like,
hard.
Tough?
Hard.
Tough, for sure.
No. Like, tough.
No. Like, tough guy.
Like, when you beat it, you just start over. You're like, that was lame.
No, like, the computer, in, like, two fights, it knows you. It's got you.
That's why you gotta switch up your style, son.
I can't. I don't really know how to do softball.
He only knows how to jump and push that one button.
No, he's trying to get him in the corner like Guile and just keep sweeping their leg.
No, I just do uppercuts.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Yeah, all I want to do is do the uppercut.
All I'm trying to do is the spear. Get over here, uppercut. Get over here, uppercut. That's all I know how to do.
Oh, you're that guy.
That's all I know how to do.
I'm good.
You're that guy.
I love playing them guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, yeah!
You used to always play those guys in, like, Street Fighter 2 back in the day that always, like...
E-Honda would just walk up on you and try to get...
And then they, in, like, Turbo, when you can be Bison, and you'd have those guys that would just fly back and forth the whole time with the little torpedo thing. So every time you stand up, you're just on fire again.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I hate these people.
So you're just mad because you got handled.
Well, yeah.
At least it's a bang.
But it's cheap. It's cheap. Dirt bags are cheap.
Nope.
The guys in Mortal Kombat, they just keep sweeping.
They follow the rules of the Matrix.
I'll unplug the machine. I'll be like Aladdin's Castle, like, well, here, I'm going to lose, so I'm just going to go ahead and...
just tip it on them.
Like, oh.
Hey, do you remember, have you guys ever had this urban legend that in an arcade, if you flip the switch on the top, you got free credits?
Yeah. I used to always hear...
That's an urban legend.
Yeah. I always used to hear, too, if you unplugged it and plugged it back in, you got free credits.
Yep.
You know what that is? Stupid. And whoever believed that is stupid.
Oh, man.
I wonder if anybody else has heard that legend. I used to hear that all the time.
Yeah, I used to hear it all the time.
I heard a urban legend one time that there was a guy that would tackle tornadoes. Pecos Bill had a buddy.
Pecos.
had a buddy, Paul Bunyan, Blue Ox, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about? Same guy made up that same thing about them stupid video mm-hmm. games.
Okay, so Scott obviously never heard that, but I heard it, and you heard it. What about you?
There's a switch on the top, really.
Some of them have an on and off switch.
You know how ridiculous that is?
It was like an urban legend.
It was ridiculous.
I'm saying
people like that heard movie. It. People died because
I guarantee you somebody heard of this.
People died.
You talking about The Ring?
Yeah. The Ring.
I do remember hearing like stories that you could go into hardware stores
like
and bust the nickel plates out of like switch boxes yes. and outlet boxes, and you could use those as quarters.
Right, which is also false because that's ridiculous. They're not the same size. They're smaller. They're not as wide.
They're called slugs, and slugs. Actually, you can use those in certain coin op machines, like the newspaper machines, stuff like that. Because they're not balanced.
You could also, if you're going to do that, you could just take a hammer and break the little window out and just save a bunch of time.
I'm just saying, as a guy who... I used to sell arcade machines, and you could totally do that. That's a true story.
Fact.
Okay, I believe something confirmed. Like that. Confirmed. But a hidden switch on the top, after you shook it twice to the left, rotated it once, kicked the bottom, you got a credit. That's
you
ridiculous.
You do all that other stuff.
Oh.
You just flip the switch.
This is what young kids, what would we know about these machines? I didn't know anything about an arcade machine other than I like to play them.
Yeah. That's what I used to go to Skateland.
Scott comes out fact-checking every myth. Nope! Nope! That's what he does. Can't do it!
That was his job when he was a kid.
Can't do it! Get your hand down!
What are you, stupid?
He flipped out one of them little notebooks. Like,
a notebook?
Yeah, he used to come out with his, like...
Let me look him right here!
With his Riddler suit.
Yeah.
With my Riddler suit?
Telling him, like, all the question marks. Like, what do you want to know? I'll fact check it right now.
Why wouldn't it be a Riddler suit?
Because they have a Riddler suit?
No, they didn't make fat kids' size. Yep. Are you serious? You know how ridiculous I'd look?
And he sold that suit to that Matthew Lesko dude.
Oh, the guy that's always on
TV. The selling books?
Yeah. Yeah. The one that's like...
He bought your old fact checker.
I can teach you to thwart the Batman! That guy.
I can teach you to not steal from video games! I got that book.
Free money!
Where are we at? What were we even talking about? How the heck did we get on this?
I don't even know.
We were talking about Mattel, and then you started making up false switches about trap doors and stuff.
I was dispelling rumors about whether or not you were a fact checker. And or related to Matthew Lesko.
This is a fact. This is a fact. Aladdin's Castle, fact. Right here. Okay.
Here we go.
When you would shake that machine, that the little tokens would fall down. You know when you put a token in and like it pushes other tokens off? If you shook that, it in fact would sound an alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would walk by and hit it and it'd be like, I'd just be like, well, now I feel stupid. Little fat kid.
Well, those machines.
Please don't
head
check the machine.
They actually used to drop the coins and they changed it to tickets. But
yeah, fat kid, please don't hip check the machine. The hidden switch is on the top. That's what they used to
say. Yeah, you just flip the switch and we'll just throw a bunch of tokens at
Here's
you.
Here's a glow stick. Thanks, video game guy.
That's half true because you could actually hit those things and make them fall without sounding an alarm.
Well, then you knew a secret.
It's called a skill crane. You just go ka-chink, win, ka-chink, win, ka-donk. When somebody like you comes through.
A skill crane.
He's ridiculous.
With your hips.
Oh, okay.
Like Shakira.
What the gods, man? I don't even know. Crappy Transformer nuts. Crappy Transformer
nuts. That's not as cussed at you, dude. La, 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 la. I wish you could get a guy that. That was Shakira dancing.
There you go.
Shakira.
Where are we at, dude? Mattel. Something Mattel. All
right, yeah. Cyclone and Panther sold out. As of right now, the weapons rack is still on sale.
Oh. Well, thank God you waited on
that
white...
Did you check that? Is that
yeah,
bad?
For sure.
Did you check that?
Thank God you waited on the white screen of death for 20 minutes for me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's what sucked. I was so mad because that white screen thing was back, and I'm like, oh, God, I thought this would be much easier by this point. But still the same old stuff. I still waited on the white screen for 20 minutes before I finally got through. But then I ordered, and it was fine. But, yeah, it's still on sale, and that's a little strange.
Where's
because
it at? You get it yet?
Why don't you use your phone and order it yourself? Yet.
Why don't you...
Oh...
Banging my gonads.
You're like, good point. Why didn't I? I'm stupid.
No, I've already tried that. It's way easier if he does it. For me.
So basically...
Yeah, this is the first time I've had to do it this year because of the subscription.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I was like, oh,
check
man.
Yourself before you wreck yourself, little woady.
It's kind of, I kind of wish they wouldn't come out with anything that wasn't part of the subscription, because I don't want to have to deal with Matty Collector. I think that's stupid that they make people do that. But
well, how much, whatever. What else is there this year?
So far, that's it. The weapons rack is all, right? But there is a vehicle supposedly coming out at the end of the year, and that would be something we'd have to get on for, too. So
Salt months ago.
Unless it's like 60 bucks.
Which and Damien saw months ago.
Okay. What is it? Heard it here first. What is it?
I don't know the name of any He-Man vehicle.
It's a battle ram. Battle ram.
The battle ram. Could be.
They did show off that prototype last year. The horseman
it's
did.
It's probably going to be the little green thing. That
the
flies.
Wind Raider.
Wind Raider.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's the Bastion Beetle.
The Bastion Beetle is the first one they're making. Everybody will be so happy.
Skeletor's Chariot.
The Battle Ram Chariot.
Yeah.
Now, we got to get really ridiculous. They got to do, like, the Spit Bowl. You remember the Spit Bowl in 2008? How awful was that? First vehicle in classics. We're bringing back the Spit Bowl.
And what if the first vehicle was that little bat thing that just went on the back of your figure? Look, this is a vehicle. $40.
The flight pack.
Yeah. What?
You'd be like, ordered.
Hey, you know I was thinking of, seriously? You know when you have a talk with him about?
What?
Okay, this weapons rack, right? Why put it on a card when almost everyone is going to open it? Don't waste the money on the card, because do you know anybody that keeps those on the card? The weapons packs, the weapons rack?
I bet some people do, but mostly, you're right. Most people are going to open
it. Because you could put that in a little white box.
Yeah.
A little Mellor box, and save on shipping, save on the cost of the silly package.
Yeah. Well, and then they did the whole thing. That thing was listed as $10 for a month on Matty Collector, and the week it went on sale, they changed the price to $12.
Yeah. Like, Topanga the crap out of us. Yeah. We're like, April Fool's Topanga!
And then the shipping cost on that was almost the same price as the stupid thing.
It's because it's probably wide, the way the package is.
No.
Like, you had to pay...
It's because of the way they ship it.
You had to double the price of it to get it, because the shipping was almost the exact same price as the stupid item.
Hey, if they would have shipped it, like, postal... In the Mellor box, and people would not freak out about the Mellor box being used to actually mail things, they could have mailed that thing for like $3.
Well, they also just changed shipping whatever recently, too. Like within the last couple months, they shipped their stuff.
Yeah, I think it went up, you don't get tracking or something
like
that.
Yeah, and it takes longer. Yeah. It takes longer to get here.
I gotta tell you, as a master shipper, those are terrible.
Give you that. You do ship the crap out of a lot of stuff.
I've already done at least 50,000 packages. At least.
What was the total on that weapons rack? Wasn't it like 24 and some change?
No,
or was it
21? 22.45.
22 and some change.
21.45, yeah.
$22. It was a $12 item that we paid $22 for because of shipping. Wow. How awful is that?
Yeah, that's terrible. They're totally like robbing people. A lot of people just don't know about shipping, though. You have no idea that what it really costs. But
I just ordered some stuff.
Let's say the box is 40 cents. They probably buy thousands, so they probably be even cheaper than that. But we'll say they got it for 40 cents. You can get that at Walmart right now for 40 cents. Packing materials.
Packing materials?
They use the brown paper sometimes.
Sometimes they do.
So let's say
a sheet of paper.
So let's say a quarter.
No.
We'll say a quarter. We're going to do this high.
Wow, a quarter?
Okay. So we got that much into it. Now the actual shipping cost of something that weighs less than a pound, we'll say 8 or 9 ounces, what that really weighs, which by postal scales, that should really, if they ship their first class with tracking, should cost... Just under $3.
What?
It's that low?
With tracking. That takes, and now first class mail has moved to priority status, so that means you can get it within 2 to 3 days.
Oh, and that's first class, not priority mail. That's
which is saying. The exact same shipping
it's
time.
It's like, no, it's 2 to 3 or 3 to 5.
No, it's changed now.
Oh, it's changed?
First class is now 2 to 3.
Wow.
So, you know, they're totally ripping people off left and right. So even let's say they added $1 on there for, you know, handling or whatever. It should cost no more than $5. And how much did it cost?
Almost
$10.
So somebody's making crazy money on shipping.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, dude. I couldn't believe it when I saw that total. I was like, you have got to be kidding me for this one thing. Okay,
I want to see your receipt.
I'll forward you the email. I've got
now, times that by just, how many packages they shipped
like
out.
Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
$21.45, sucker.
So let's say they make $5 a package times, let's say, 1,000 customers.
God, it makes you wonder where that extra money's going.
That's four grand.
Makes you wonder where that extra money's
going. Scott's pocket.
Oh, bogus.
Hopefully he doesn't listen.
Hey, man, I'm just joking, man. I'm just playing with you.
Hey, we need to clear up some...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Do you have that?
Yeah, somewhere. So, yeah...
Speaking of making people upset...
Yeah, last week we talked about the Ninja Turtles news from that event. And
it was an unresearched topic of discussion.
Yeah, I guess we didn't look far enough into it, because I don't think we meant to come across the way we did, but I think we came across as totally unbelieving that that event ever happened, and that's not the way we meant it. But a few forum members did point out to us that there were several people that attended this event, and they posted links to a lot of the write-ups on this event.
It was a joke.
What? A joke?
Oh my god.
We do those on here?
I didn't believe it happened, really.
Look, Killen really didn't believe it happened.
I didn't believe it happened.
So, anyway, so. I just wanted to give shout-outs to some of the guys like Wheezy.
Ooh, and Scotty Cash, too.
And Chaotix.
Scotty Cash, too.
Yeah, on the forum, who posted links to... there's several threads over at thetechnodrome.com, just completely devoted to this event. So, there's some more confirmation for you guys. If we made any of you doubt that that happened, it happened. there's turtle stuff actually coming out. We just still don't have pictures of it yet. But
yeah. Well, I still don't believe it.
I didn't see it.
You guys can.
We're just kidding.
You guys can head over to our forums if you want to. Just look for the thread that's about the new Ninja Turtles figures. There are lots of links in there, so you can check out all of those different write-ups and make up your own opinion, I guess. Make up your own opinion.
My opinion is, if I didn't see it, didn't happen.
If you didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Killen hasn't looked up the web address yet, so that website doesn't even exist either.
What is a web address?
You're ridiculous.
Why aren't you yelling at him for going off of popculturenetwork.com?
Sometimes you like to get a little, you know, a little side... Little side love.
Oh, okay.
Little nookie on the side. So you can go.
Say nookie.
You can go over to the Technodrome if that's what you choose. But you always come back to us because you know who treats you right, baby.
You know when you said nookie, it came up poopy transformer face.
Poopy transformer face.
It's just like a robot just comes in and says that.
Man, you know you be coming back for me to get some
poopy transformer face. I'll make up the rules, dude. That's dirt.
That cannot come back.
So does that come back?
Hi.
Right
how
now.
How are you? Yay.
What was that?
Hamburglar.
Oh, Hamburglar.
Mayor McCheese.
All right. Last thing.
I just like saying Mayor McCheese. I think that's hilarious.
Mayor McCheese. You're making me hungry.
I think that's the funniest.
I need to go to McDonald's.
Character
now.
Name ever.
I'm starving.
McGangbang?
McGangbang. I haven't had a McGangbang forever.
You can't say McGangbang.
Hey, remember?
Yes.
Remember that night we had McGangbangs?
Yes. We got drunk. We ate McGangbangs and played.
You can't say drunk?
We got. What? We had alcohol beverages. McGangbang is.
An entire McChicken. Smashed in between a double cheeseburger. Yeah. Yes. So, like, you separate the double cheeseburger between the two meat patties, and you put the entire chicken sandwich in there with the bun, and then you eat it.
So, you've got four pieces of bread, two hamburger patties, and a McChicken patty.
And a piece of cheese.
And a piece of cheese, that's right. And lettuce and mayo.
If you want to get the craziest blank stare expression out of anybody in the face of the earth, go up to the counter at McDonald's and order a McGangbang.
Hey,
I bet some of them know what they are.
The kid, the summer help kid, Julius, that was working with me, when I told him about that, he went up there and ordered a McGangbang. And the lady just looked at him like, what's that? So the next time he went there, he got like a triple quarter pounder and two McChickens, and I can't tell you what he called it. He called it a McRape That. Cusser with a B. But he didn't order it like that. He's like, you know what this is? So I was like, what's that? He's like, I'm going to rape that. And then so I was like, all right, Julius.
Hey, the lady at the counter's like, look, man, you can't be just making up names.
That's right.
You have an underground menu and you can't just be making
She just looked real confused and just handed him like a Frosty. Like, is this what you want?
That's Wendy's, dude.
Well, maybe she went over there and got
All I know is after we did that the first time, you got a little out of hand with it because you were just ordering it for your lunch and stuff.
Dude, I loved it.
That's ridiculous.
Well, then I figured out what it was.
That's a drunk food, man. And you're just like, I'm going to go eat this for lunch today.
It's a McChicken with cheese is what makes it so wonderful.
And then our friend James is like going to other restaurants trying it with different food.
Yeah.
Like he's
taking pictures.
Yeah, yeah. He's like sending me pictures of like a spicy chicken from Burger King between one of their double cheeseburgers. And I'm like, you're doing it wrong. You can't just go to other places and do that.
He goes to Perkins. Perkins is like a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
And you get this picture of like a $9 meal with like something in between. You're like, dude, really too far, dude.
Yeah, over the line, dude.
Too far,
over
bro.
The line.
Perkins, hell, if you're ordering two plates to make up one, that's like $20.
Yeah. Well, at the time, James didn't care. Yeah.
Like, you're running the joke into the ground, dude. You're doing it wrong.
But, well, we played that stupid motorcycle game.
All night.
And it was
a demo. It was a demo.
What was that game? It was awesome.
It was some motorcycle game on Xbox Live.
Well,
and we were just, we just thought it was funny because we kept wrecking the guy.
And then after you wreck it, you'd hit B, and he would just have a seizure. Then he would just, like, look like he was breakdancing on the ground.
So
we would
like,
just do that for, I don't know, an hour and a
half. Yeah, because we're hammered, and we're just playing this bike game, whatever it is. And we just, yeah, we did that for, like, an hour and a half while John slept on the couch because he was already passed out.
It was his apartment. But the best part was John's fiancé's dog was there. And John's...
He still doesn't know about this.
Oh, hopefully he doesn't listen.
Okay.
John's fiancé's dog doesn't eat anything but... dog food. No people food, no snacks, no nothing. So Dan goes, hey, look! And I look over, and he goes, I'm not gonna feed it to him, I'm just gonna set it by him! And sets it right by this dog named Oreo, and Oreo's like, ah! And demolishes this half a McGangbang. So I take a picture of it, and I'm like, blackmail.
And then the dog died, right?
No, the dog's fine, dude.
The dog's fine. Hey, that dog ate that McGangbang
in
like one bite.
Seconds, dude.
Oh, no.
This is not nasty, dry dog food.
Hey, and then we laughed about it for an hour, dude.
Yeah,
I am
good, dude.
We laughed about it for an hour that night.
I'm not even sure why we were over there.
I think it was just a hangout, drink, and play video games night.
I think you're right.
That John fell asleep 20 minutes into.
That's John.
Yeah.
Well, John was hammered too, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. He was eating watermelon or something. He just kept going, hey, what's your watermelon? And then he paid me to drive him across the street to McDonald's. He's like, look, let's go back and get some more of a gangbang.
Because we went and got you a gangbangs, and then he ate two of them, and he wanted more. So he paid Scott to take him to get more.
He's like,
let's go get more.
He's like, are you serious? He's like, I'll buy.
You got to be a heavy eater.
Dude, John don't mess around, dude. And John, you keep looking over like in the lazy boy, and John's got his eyes closed, like slowly taking bites like, fight the sleep, finish the gangbang. And it was like the last bite, he just crashed, like, ugh.
He crashed, like, face first into
the he always would finish his food. John ain't leaving no food behind.
Oh, my God.
That was an awesome night.
That was an awesome night.
So what were we eating? Clawful Mattel?
I don't even know. Now we're just telling drunk stories. It doesn't even matter anymore.
I don't drink. I'm straight edge.
Yes. Ryan Porter and Sweeney Halleck both know that.
I don't... Do they have pictures? Oh, they do, actually.
They have video.
And video.
It's on the internet.
That's no good.
Straight edge. Just like those guys at the Nerd City. They don't drink either.
Oh, yeah. The Nerd City guys are super sober. All
for
the
sure,
time.
Yeah.
Always sober.
Y'all go to the same church.
Especially
church
Max.
You know, it could be that they just drink so much that...
Max is hammered right now. You know why? Just because.
You get so drunk, you like reverse drunk, and you're like totally the most sober person, period.
That's pretty much...
You break through this, like... The drunk level, and then there's like a totally blasted level, and then there's like.
On a side note, Four Loko has now been against the law.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh no, no more Four Loko parties.
Oh, it's disqualified.
Well, at least we got that one night, except for you. You were sleeping.
They can't take it back.
My throat was.
I wish you were up.
No.
You slept through that. Those were awesome.
I don't cuss, and you guys were all like, let's make a cuss cast.
You don't cuss.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
I say damn.
I forgot.
Damn.
Damn.
No, but he'll definitely.
You remember when we first
give a guy $5 to.
Come on. My story. How you go from me giving him $5 to trying to fight him?
It was me and you right next
you
to
did,
him.
You did,
because
good, though.
You didn't like the way
you got mad at him for crawling around on his knees.
See? There, now the truth. That's the truth.
Because he made you
don't
feel
make
cheap.
It out this
he made you feel cheap.
Don't make me out to be sketchy.
He's like, oh, you guys fight out. Okay. You're like, well, I fight it enough.
Fight it enough.
You were mad about that, dude.
Topanga, homie.
Topanga. All right, well.
If the people could see what I saw, it'd be a whole different story.
Look, I took my jacket off. I was going to beat up this random guy.
No, you took off his jacket because you wanted him to be comfortable on his knees.
Shut your mouth! I'm going to go find him. Now I have to go find him.
Random guy living outside.
That's right. Well, someone's just going to get sucker
some
punched.
Bar. Reggie's and
I'm just going to run up and go, Topanga! And just sucker punch this
when
guy.
When you asked the cab driver if he had ever seen Borat, and he goes, I'm not Borat!
No, I'm not the Borat! Topanga the crap out of him. By then, I was already good. I didn't care who I was. I would have asked the president if he was Borat. Then I turned up the radio roll out. Why wouldn't I?
Really loud.
I just kept looking at him, and he's just like, just cheesing, like, this white dude is crazy. We're just going to jam out and let it be. I only got like 5 more minutes of this crazy.
I was really confused why the radio was deafening loud. I thought the dude had it up so loud, but. It's
crazy outside again.
Is crazy outside?
Yeah.
I guess.
Tornadoes everywhere.
We better go ahead and end this before the tornadoes get us.
Make us boom.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, no, did anybody hear that?
The building shakes.
That thunder's booming and the building is shaking.
Never mind, we're all going to die.
All right, guys, as always, make sure you're checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content. We've got lots of videos and columns and podcasts and all that cool kind of stuff going on there. As always, check out the Pop Culture Network store while you're there for lots of great product, including new comic books every Wednesday.
Toys.
Toys, video games, toys. Movies, toys, all kinds of things, and especially toys.
Comics.
Lego Minifigure Series 4.
Yeah, Lego Minifigure Series 4 is in stock. So guys, check it out right there on the front page. Oh. Just click store.
New Kids on the Block 12-inch dolls.
We did get New Kids on the Block 12-inch dolls.
How much I want them.
They're in stock now. And they're not going to last long because we just announced it.
I just read in Rolling Stone that New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys merged together to make a new super group.
No, they're just doing tours.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to go.
They labeled them as
New Kids on the Backstreet?
Backstreet on the Block.
Hey, you know what's funny about the whole story? He said he read it.
Burn.
Oh,
he didn't mean to, dude. He was all like, oops.
It's funny because he's blind.
So he just read it in Braille?
I love the Backstreet Boys.
No, he filled out the picture. He goes, yeah, that's Donnie. Yeah,
that's Donnie.
That's a working Mike brother.
That's how he feels.
Guys, aside from PopCultureNetwork.com, there are lots of ways you can follow us to keep up to date with all of the awesome content we're providing. You can like us on Facebook. Just do a search for Pop Culture Network. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/PopCultureNet. So follow us, like us, all that good stuff, and just keep up with all of our cool stuff. So until next week, guys, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm the Lord Killer.
Sky Cash.
Intern Rick.
Peace out, homies.